Hello everyone, welcome to Disruption Works Chit Chat, talking about chatbots, voice development, and how technology can help overcome challenges and be deployed in your organization.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of Disruption Works Chit Chat with Sean and Steve. Firstly, Steve, any fuel in the tanks?
Yeah, well, I've had holiday, so I'm all right.
Okay.
I went away, so that's quite good. Managed to leave the country and everything. So,
All right, well, while you were gone, I siphoned the fuel out of your car. I hope you don't
mind. Oh, is that what you did? Yeah, okay.
No, I didn't need it. I'm
one's empty
it.
And one's full, so yeah. we're all right.
Yeah. Oh, dear, what a disaster that is. Anyway, this week we're talking about hybrid models of live chat and chatbots. So the question really I've got for you today, Steve, is what's the beauty of implementing a hybrid of a chatbot and a live chat system?
Well, I think we've talked before about whether you're just moving the queue with live chat. And that's the challenge for everybody. You know, how many businesses at the moment are turning their phones off because they can't cope with the incoming? And you know, and all that's happens is that live chat gets swamped, and you know, so your customer agents have got a problem anyway still. And there's a lot of conversation whether you can do multiple queries through live chat, and that's okay if it's very simple, because you can't do it on the phone. You can't talk to more than one person on the phone. But in practice, it doesn't add up to that much of a benefit. You know, you can switch between, but I think probably you can end up with a poor service and you're answering the wrong questions at some point. But if you've got the chatbot there as the kind of buffer to your live chat system, if you like, what that can do is, well, number one, the chatbot hopefully can answer some of the queries that are coming in, because that's the point of it. But if we do have an environment where there's going to be human help involved, then number one, the chatbot can actually do the pre-qualification. So that's what we're finding with clients now, is that they can get all the information that they need that's very specific to the query already answered by the customer, even if the chatbot can't deal with the query and actually action a solution.
Yeah, so let's think about that in a little bit more detail. So normally if you offer a live chat service and then someone jumps on that and says, hey, you know, I need to speak to you, then you as the agent are going, okay, what's your name? What's your email address? What's the query about? Oh, sorry, mate, that's for memberships team. But actually, I guess what the chatbot can do is pre-qualify that individual based on a set of interests.
Yeah. What
you're looking to do today? Oh, it's memberships. You know, I'm an existing member. Whatever. All right, cool. What's your membership number? You know what? You know.
That's right. That's what the chatbot does, which all takes time. So all that information takes a lot of time. But if you can come in on that call as a live agent and go and get all that pre-qualification information first, based on the chatbot already understanding what the query is about, then what you do is you get a whole set of questions. So there might be, I don't know, say there's half a dozen specific queries that tend to come in that need to be handed over to live chat. Those, you'll get this set of questions and answers dealt with by the chatbot that says, like you said, this is a membership inquiry. I need to get their name, their email address, their membership number, and what kind of membership inquiry it is.
And even just what's the question?
Yes.
It runs out on July, but...
what do I do about that type of thing? And then the agent comes in and goes, yeah, okay, so I've seen that. Well, what you can do is this. And that's pretty much, you either answered the question on the first message you've sent back to the customer, or you've got a very shortened conversation because you now go, yeah, okay, that's fine. And there's this. There you go. Thanks very much. Thanks for contacting us. Bye-bye. You know, and that is the time saving in that to take people down that track is huge, you know, and we do that with some of our biggest clients. And, you know, they have got then all the information they need just to go back and make it much more of an outbound journey in a lot of respects to give them a solution straight away.
And I know from that some of those answers are actually templated answers anyway. So it's we typically get this inquiry. Oh, yeah, don't worry about that, Sally. We can help you with that. By the way, here's some more information. And then boom,
That's right.
Like you say, it saves a massive time being able to do that. Now, one of the things I find with live chat when I'm, you know, sniffing around doing web research is that quite often they'll have the live chat icon. You click on it, but there's actually no one there to speak to you. So how would how can a chatbot either handle those extra busy periods or those out of hours periods?
Well, I suppose the thing is with live chat, and again, we've spoken about this, is that, you know, are you just moving the queue? And if you've got a huge amount of incomings, then you've got to choose the bits that are important to you and have those specific conversations that you need to deal with that are urgent requirements rather than more generic ones that you can schedule for later. The ones that need to be answered straight away are apparent to most businesses which ones they are. So we've got a client that's particularly interested in getting login resets and stuff like that, you know, if they're struggling to use their site and application to do resets, then they want some help, they want to go, you know, this is the way to do it. And it's a very specific journey and that needs to be done now. But something about, oh, can you tell me when my something expires, or, you know, I've got a general query about adding somebody else onto an account, or, you know, something like that. Those are things can be dealt with via an email trial, maybe later and stuff like that. But the login reset, that needs to be done now. Somebody's struggling to get into your system. And what we can do is we can make sure that then is the focus of those handovers. So general handovers just aren't there. So we don't give the option of that, you know, so you start narrowing the field, then your people are always available because they haven't got this massive queue of dross inquiries. They're dealing with very specific ones that are important.
So yeah, you're choosing your battles in that sense. And I guess for those other conversations or those out of hours journeys, although the person can still go through the pre-qualifying, if you like, the response can be, look, I'm really sorry we're not here right now, but I've captured that and I'll send it on to the right team. They'll come back to you via email in 24 hours or whatever it is. So I guess from a customer experience perspective, you're still thinking, oh, great, I've done my bit. It's over to them to come back to me rather than you go on the website, you click on live chat, and then there's no one there and you go, that's just wasted 15 seconds. 20 seconds.
It's just you're kind of maybe hoping that you'd need how are you going to get the query in, because they've turned the phones off and they've switched to live chat, but there's nobody on live chat. Well, how can you get hold of these people then? You know, their customer experience is atrocious, you know. That's happening all over.
Well,
you know,
not even having to switch the phones off, but just the wait times is you know, that is obviously infuriating. From I heard something the other day that one of those experience types companies were having three hour wait times.
They're posting that up as a specific thing, and that's you know, so they're managing somebody's expectations. Basically they're saying don't phone us,
don't bother.
To give somebody a 3 hour wait time is telling them don't phone us. Somebody still has a query. They still have to get hold of you. They still have to do something. You know, they have the legitimate query to come into you. You can't just stop people from doing that.
You have to manage it somehow. But yeah, at least out of hours, let's say the chatbot can pick up those inquiries on it and then leave that.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And that means then that the, you know, out of hours, you get a bunch of messages that are coming overnight. You've got all the information you need to deal with those messages, so you can go back to your customer with a solution, with the answer, or it's done. You know, that's the point with getting as much as you can, the chatbot doing as much as you can. You know, you might, the chat, like the problem we have with chatbots is only limited by the people, the businesses' systems that they have already. So we can probably self-service, you know, 70% of the stuff that comes in, but most systems can't do 70% and self-service that stuff. They just can't. And so there usually is a person in there to actually bridge that system. And that's what that person's there for. Not necessarily because the chatbot is unable to do it and it's outside of its own technological capability. It is usually because somebody has to type up something in a box and we can't do that for them. You know.
And I also think there's those businesses that probably out there going, well, we can't have a chatbot as good as it would be because the inquiries we get are too complex.
Yeah.
Well, but still, that's fine, isn't it? Because
because it doesn't matter. You know, they're super complex inquiries, which we do all the time. Yeah, we're not going to do the final solution. We're going to make sure that 70% of that conversation has already been had. So that your operator, your customer service agent, looks down the list and just goes, great, I know everything I need to know to actually just do this for Joe Bloggs. You know, and it goes back to Joe Bloggs and goes, thanks very much for your inquiry. That's all done for you. Thanks very much. Cheers. Bye.
Yeah.
The time saved is extraordinary.
Yeah. If you think it takes, you know, an agent 3 or 4 messages to get the information, they have to wait for the individual to type it back. There's probably up to, I would say, 5 minutes of conversation
just dead air, if you like. It's a bit like a dead air thing, isn't it? So if you've got 5 minutes and then you've got 600 inquiries coming in a day, you know, the amount of time, that is just nuts amount of time. You know, it just doesn't even bear thinking about, you know.
And like you say, the chatbot can take the person mainly through button-driven journeys just to get to the crux of what the nature of the inquiry is, so that it's asking the right pre-qualifying questions. So, I mean, again, it's just one of those where it just saves so much time. It feels like a bit of a no-brainer. So even if you have to do that human piece, at least you, like say, you can answer the question on the first message that the agent sends rather than going, hi, Jim. How are you? How can I help? Well, I'm okay today.
Yeah, how can I help? Yeah. No, I can see what your query is. Bear with me a minute. I'll go and sort that out for you.
Yeah. All right. So just allow me to help. I need to find what's your name? What's your membership number?
And they've got, again, the customer's got to dig that out. Well, the chatbot doesn't care about waiting. It doesn't care. It's not worried about that. It's going to wait as long as the customer has to dig out their membership number. Or, you know, type in their email address or any of that stuff. But your agent's time, your own physical human agent's time, that's so precious. So you're there going, right, oh, he's a slow typer, this guy is. You know,
yeah, I've been there. I've been there watching that. Yeah, yeah. What are they writing? You know, and then it's three words. Yeah.
That's right. You know. And so anyway, so that's how that can help. And that's how the hybrid works. You know, so it's the best option because live chat on its own, you know, it was a great tool, if you like, but live chat on its own doesn't stand up anymore. If you've got lots of queues coming in, there's no point. They might as well phone you what you're doing. You know, you're not really helping all that much because actually you probably do it quicker over the phone actually than just live chat on its own.
Yeah. But
if you've got a chatbot in there, then you speed the whole process up. And you can do it 24/7 because you can come in with an informed query anyway. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Saves a lot. Perfect. Well, I think that brings us to the conclusion. So yeah. Hopefully everyone found that useful. And thanks very much for tuning in. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Okay, so thanks everyone for joining us on the Disruption Works podcast. If you'd like to find any of the previous episodes or series, then just search Disruption Works Chit Chat on your favourite podcast platform. Next week, we'll be talking about chatbots, voice development and everything in between. So I hope you can join us then.